For decades, Libya has been an isolated pariah state accused of terrorism, untrusted by its neighbors. But in the past few years, the regime of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi has tried to re-engage with the outside world after renouncing terrorism, giving up its nuclear weapons program. NPR's Ivan Watson recently went to Libya and sends this reporter's notebook.
Ronald Reagan once called Muammar Gaddafi the mad dog of the Middle East. But you should never judge a country by its dictator. Most of the Libyans I met, like this troop of Boy Scouts, were friendly, hospitable, and genuinely curious about foreigners.
I love you, America!
Even late at night, I felt safe while exploring the winding alleyways and markets of Tripoli's old city, in part because plain-clothed secret police were never too far away. Upon arrival, visiting journalists are assigned government minders. Mine was a nice guy named Mohammed. Topics like political dissent and human rights abuses were taboo for Mohammed, but he did try to be helpful, supplying the official letters needed to request interviews with government officials. Unfortunately, time after time, Libyans canceled these interviews at the very last minute. For example, I showed up for an appointment with one government spokesman, and a secretary told me he was out sick. Imagine the official's reaction when I barged into his office moments later and found him sitting behind his desk. Thinking fast, he burst into a coughing fit. But there was one charming Libyan academic named Saad al-Ghariani who was not afraid to talk. He pointed out that Libya only became an independent state in 1951, and he blamed some past mistakes on what he called youthful recklessness.
When we were young, when we were 16 and 18, we are excited to experience everything. We jump naked in the ocean, sometimes on the rock, we hit by a rock, sometimes we were reckless, you see, in so many things. But that's the only way we learn, you see.
Libya has begun attracting adventurous foreign tourists as it slowly opens up to the outside world. Erica Michel arrived in Tripoli aboard one of the first Club Med cruise ships to visit the country. But even she faced restrictions.
You can visit many, many beautiful sites. But our problem, for example, is that we've only got a group visa. So we are not allowed to go by our own.
I heard a common refrain from Libyans during this visit. Change will come, they said. But it's going to take time.
NPR's Ivan Watson.